oftentimes when we hear about Samoa, it's either students going off island for football scholarships or joining the military, and oftentimes it's from a very ethnocentric point of view, and so they don't really know what it's like to live here. And I was really frustrated in college when people would ask me questions about Samoa, like, do you have cars? Or, like, they would say things like, oh, you speak very well for a Samoan. And so that was just a turning point for me because I realized how much they really didn't know about people here. I was saying to Allie one time that we should be sharing our stories, you know. People who are from American Samoa should be sharing their stories. So that's basically what we've been doing. We've been documenting lived experiences, real life experiences. We ask people about, you know, just their opinions on things that are going on the island. Also, we try to get stories from older people. What changes do they see? And really, we just want to share people's stories.